This past Tuesday was National Voter Registration Day, and WBGO's Britt Harley caught up with a local organization in Newark that's trying to help the community while getting out important voter information.
Cases of bottled water are being loaded onto the carts of Newark residents in Lincoln Park near Clinton Avenue. It's the latest effort by Project Ready to get more people in the city registered to vote. Chanel McLeod is the executive director of Project Ready.
We had a little over a couple of hundred residents come out, which we're really excited about. We gave out more than about 2,000 cases of water, two per household, which we're excited to have had the opportunity to do. And we had some great conversations with the community members around what it looks like to vote, what it looks like to make change, and what it looks like to give back to the community, specifically the portion of our community that needs it most. And I think that's residents who potentially have lead in their water or maybe even fear that they do.
The day before, city officials announced the most recent filter results and said 97% of those water filters are working. But bottled water is still being provided for those who want it. The afternoon voter registration event made sense to this Newark resident.
I came out today because I think, first of all, it's important that people know what's going on in the city. And even though we have the water crisis, it's also to make it known to people that there are other things that are involved, that you can register to vote, because a lot of people don't understand the importance of voting. Because without your being a registered voter, there would be no water. That's who they listen to. And the water is a need that all human beings have the right to. Clean drinking water. So that's what motivated me. And I love this city.
Hi, how are you?
While there is so much voter apathy statewide in New Jersey, Chanel McLeod says it's much worse in her city.
One of the reasons why I started Project Ready a little over a year ago here in the city of Newark is because I want Project Ready to be working in communities where I think the voices are largely underrepresented. And one of the measures that I have on underrepresentation is how much of the community is activated around voting. And so what we saw in 2016 here in Newark, and that's when we were voting for our next president, is only 40% of Newarkers actually voted in that presidential election.
Having access to so many residents during the four-hour event was a good opportunity for McLeod and her Project Ready team to get their message out.
What we also know is there are about 25,000 eligible voters who are eligible to vote but are unregistered to vote. And so what we're attempting to do is initiate closing the gap around the unregistered voter, closing the gap around voter turnout, because we recognize that if we can have people begin in civic engagement, then they'll begin to also think about what it looks like to elect the appropriate people in place that ultimately dictate the future for our kids. And that's from an educational standpoint, that's from a community-wide standpoint, that's from a national standpoint.
On this day, it was a good vibe in Lincoln Park, as residents seemed to support each other and engage in friendly conversations. For more information, you can go to projectreadynj.org. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Britt Harley in Newark.